I wasn't foreign to Christ. I wasn't foreign to the Bible and the message of the gospel, but I didn't have a personal relationship myself with Christ. Really, roughly from the age of about 15 to about 25, I was really just kind of living in the world and satisfying all the worldly desires and fleshly desires that I could, no matter what it looks like, no matter how deep or shallow you can go, just continually pursue God on a regular basis.
Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now, you probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace, stop in your tracks, stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind, know who you were called to be. Stop by grace. Listen and learn.
Welcome to another episode of Stop by Grace Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Rich A. Irvin, and I'm so happy to be back. And today we have a guest, the one and only Jackie Bledsoe. I'm so happy to have him here today with us to discuss his testimony and give us some wisdom, and also to encourage us in these days that we are in. And a little backstory, how I met Jackie and everything. I actually met him on Instagram, but I actually also met him in person at one of the Founding Life Weekend to Remember trips. And he was one of the guest speakers there. And he was a great speaker, great guy that we just connected and everything. And I said, I definitely got to have him on the podcast. And we finally got to record an episode together. So thank be to God that we are able to do it today. But without further ado, let's bring in Jackie. Jackie, how are you doing, my brother?
I am good, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, for sure. So for people that don't know you personally, don't really know you, tell a little bit about yourself and what are you doing currently and everything like that.
Yeah, so you kind of mentioned some of it. I'm an author, I'm a speaker, a family man first. My wife and I have been married for 20 years now, be 21 this year, 20 in the year 22. And we have three kiddos. So my days are spent working on content to help marriages improve and grow closer to God. And my nights are spent running around some basketball court, baseball field, and running our marriage small group for our church.
Amen. Amen. So for all that, like, you do a lot, you're a busy man in ministry. What is your testimony? Where do you come from? When did you get saved? All that kind of stuff. What is your personal testimony?
Yeah. So I grew up in the church. I got a big sports background. So in the sports world, we use the term gym rat for someone who's in the gym all the time. Mm. Well, I was a church rat because my mother was the church secretary. So we were always at church for something. Got out in her office. If she had some work to do, we'd be there. I wasn't foreign to Christ. I wasn't foreign to the Bible and the message of the gospel. But I didn't have a personal relationship myself with Christ, even though we got baptized really young. We probably didn't have a choice. I don't know what it was like. But so as I got older and had the opportunity to choose on my own whether to go to church or not, I wasn't going. My mom literally, they joke about this. My mom and dad joke about the stories when I got older, probably young teen, maybe 13, I don't know. And it'd be time to go to church and I stopped wanting to go to church. And so she tried to drag me out of bed. And she said it got to the point where I would literally be holding onto the bedpost, not wanting to go. And she said, I'm done. If he's not going to go, he's not going to go. And so funny story now, but probably, you know, for her, very stressful. Mm-hmm. So next few years, you know, really roughly from the age of about 15 to about 25, I was really just kind of living in the world and satisfying all the worldly desires and fleshly desires that I could. Anything from alcohol to women to, I used to say my focus was, sports again, I was basketball, girls, and what we're going to do on the weekend. And that usually involves some kind of alcohol. And so that was a time period where I was just kind of out there. And then when I graduated from college, I went to college to play on a basketball scholarship in South Carolina. And my sister at the time was living in Los Angeles, California. She's 10 years older than me. And we agreed that wherever she lived, I would go and move when I graduated. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to graduate. It's like March or May of my senior year. And she's in Cali and she takes a job back home in Indiana. And so messed up all my plans to go out and kind of act worldly in LA. But when I moved to Indy, she encouraged me to go to her church. So I started going to church, connected with a couple people who I knew from home, from our hometown, one of which is my wife, who we knew each other in high school. And so she was one of two people that I knew besides my sister. And so going to church again, and then just really found, really reconnected with Christ, and started to hearing the gospel message personally for my own self versus just going because I had to go because my parents made me go. And I think at that point is when things started changing, and I recommitted my life to Christ at that point.
Amen. 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 So so throughout that whole process of you going to LA, because I'm originally from LA, actually, if I remember that, if you remember that or not. And actually, my family is from Indiana too, so we got a good similar backstory as far as the places that we've been and everything. So that's an amazing thing. And then when you got saved, what was that moment that you had? What happened? What was the trigger? What was that switch that came on?
Yeah, and I already had a relationship with Christ. I knew Christ. I believe he was, you know, God's son. I believe he died on the cross, was raised from dead for my salvation. But I was just choosing to live differently. And I didn't, you know, follow after him or seek that personal relationship. But I just remember my lifestyle at that time. And this was before I was 25. This was probably the year, let me see, probably around, I think it was 98. It was 98, so a year after I got out of college.
Oh, wow.
And I just was really, the lifestyle that I was living, It began to get more frustrating and harder, which what I used to enjoy and love, I was like, man, this is too much. And then just started really seeking him. And I think that just kind of opened the door to my heart for him.
Amen.
And the people, he was like my sister, the people at the church that she was bringing me to really get inside my heart. And I was just like, all right, Lord, you know, I'm done living this lifestyle.
Exactly.
And so I recommitted. Now, I didn't day one after that recommitment go back to living, you know, the way I should have been living.
Yeah.
But that process had begun, and he really began to work in my heart. And I started to have that personal relationship with him and see the gospel and see what I heard in the Bible in a different way, and started to try and apply it to my life.
Amen. Amen. That's great. That's great. I think it's always that moment. And then you going to seek God. I always tell people, seek God for yourself, because
right.
Like for me personally, I didn't grow up in church, so I had to see God for myself. I saw my mom's testimony. I saw her, how she came from drugs and alcohol to where she was. And that's what helped me to seek God for myself, and to really see who this God, Jesus, that my mom believed in. I love that you said that you knew Jesus, but you didn't have a personal relationship with him. I think I talked to this recently with one of my old coworkers. She had an older lady, probably like 50 or 60 years old. She's like a spiritual mother to me. But she had talked to me about one of her coworkers that was at work. She asked him, he always be praising God and all this kind of stuff. And then she asked him the question, when did you get saved? He said, I always been saved. So it's like people don't really understand that moment that you become born again. People don't understand that. It's a place in your life where you yourself personally are commit yourself to God, and God comes into your life with a personal relationship with him. So yeah. I recently was looking at, like you said, you are an author and everything. You do have some couple books, and you also was on YouVersion. But I did have your book here, but my wife, she ended up grabbing it. It's the Seven Rings of Marriage. But I wanted to talk to you about one of the parts of the section. It says invest in your relationship with your spouse while growing in your relationship with Christ. So I want you to I want to talk about this more on Me and My Wife podcast later on, maybe in the future when you and your wife. But I want you to come from the perspective of like your personal relationship, how to invest in your personal relationship with Christ. How can you give people that understanding?
Yeah. You mentioned YouVersion, the Bible app. I have some Bible plans, and every once in a while I'll do a verse of the day video. That's a very practical way for people, is find some sort of, one of the challenges is there's so many different distractions today. I think there were distractions back in the, you know, in the day as well, but I feel like they're just more intense now. Is find something easy that you can continue to consume the Bible, continue to get God's word. And I love the YouVersion Bible app, because you got a Bible, of course, in the app. You also have prayer plans, and you also have things where you can continue to set someone to teach you what you may not know about the Bible.
Exactly.
But, you know, practically that was it before the YouVersion Bible app. You know, I would read whatever pastor preached on Sunday, I try to learn more about that. You know, those, I was able to remember those messages and then start studying on my own. I started to take classes and read books. I just really try to pursue anything of God, anything of Jesus that will point me to him, and learn more about it. And then, you know, the Bible teaches us that when we become saved, he gives us gifts. He gives us spiritual gifts. So one of my spiritual gifts is teaching. And so with that being said, I was studying and learning. As I learned for to teach other people, I began to change. He began to work on me. And you might remember this, Pastor Rick, at our weekend. And remember, we had my wife and I on Friday night gave the communication talk. And we were the last talk of that night. We walked off the stage, went back to our room, and didn't talk to each other the rest of the night because of something that happened between us. Literally didn't talk until we got till we were getting ready to walk on stage the next morning to give the first talk. And I was teaching about God asking us to, we were teaching about how God asks us to do, calls us to do things in our marriage that don't come easy.
Exactly.
And so at that point, you know, goes back to my teaching, I had to teach that, but he wouldn't allow me to teach it without going through it. And so I believe that as you study, you know, God is going to, you have to look at it at a lens of, I'm not just reading this to get the information, but this is a living word. And there's to be some action on my part.
Amen.
And there's going to be some transformation that comes when I do this. So I think that's one thing is every time you read it, ask the question, you know, what's going on in this context? You know, what's happening here? What is God trying to tell me? And what does God want me to do as a result? And that's
exactly
the way. I don't know what level of, you know, faith or what level of new Christian, seasoned Christian that your listeners are. But as you're listening, you know, that's a simple way that you can continue to get the word in and put it to use. Because I, like I said before, I knew Jesus, I knew about Jesus, but I wasn't, I didn't have that personal relationship because I wasn't pursuing him like that. Now, as I started to pursue it, ask those questions and actually do something with it, then that personal relationship came because I knew him. I knew his character by reading about it. And then now I was trying to act upon or get that character in me by taking action.
Amen. Amen. I love that. So that's key. I mean, I didn't meet my personally as well too, when I was growing in the faith, I think a lot of times at the beginning, you have that desire to read his word and then it turns into like a checkbox. You just check it off. I read the word, I'm done for the day. You never really reflect. And I think the key verse in the Bible tell us to meditate on his word day and night. Meditation is constantly going on over and over in your head, repetitively in your head. So I think that's key. That's a great example and tips for people to know. So I want to go on and you have a YouVerse plan on there. If y'all want to check it out, I will actually put the link in the description for everybody to listen. I mean, a go through. It's a 5-day plan on YouVerse, and Jackie did it. It's called Blessed Before Breakfast. I love the title.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the whole concept of this meeting with God early in the morning, this is what you're discussing now. So from this plan, what is the whole concept behind it? Can you tell the people a little bit about what is your idea behind the plan?
Yeah. This plan actually comes from the first book that I ever wrote. I never published it, but I was at the time just doing a study. It was for myself, really, a study on the concept of hard work versus laziness, and then also the correlation where how being an early riser versus sleeping late came. And so as I was studying, I just started noticing that there were many times in the Bible where it mentioned early in the morning, somebody did this. Early in the morning, this person did that. And so I went through literally and documented every single one of those up to what I could find. And I found, you know, I think at the time I was up to close to 40 because I was going to create a 40-day devotional. And so I started to read that and I started to find out, okay, what happened when they got early in the morning, when they woke up early in the morning, and what did they do? What was the interaction like with God? And to a T, I think every single time that I recorded it, when they got up early in the morning, they had an encounter with God. And so, and that encounter with God typically led to some sort of blessing for them or for the people of Israel or something like that. So I used that, what I was reading and studying right there to create, I skimmed it down. I was like, if I do a Bible plan on this, what are some of the most 5 impactful stories that show someone rising early in the morning in the morning and then immediately meeting with God?
Amen.
And so that's what I did. I shared those because that has been a struggle for me for you know, for as long as I can remember as an adult, is waking up early consistently.
Amen.
And I knew what the benefit was. And I believe God was telling me, you got to do this. Here's what I want, because that's the time that I can hear from him best, the way I function. And so I wanted to encourage other people to do the same. It's like, okay, here's why you should do it. Here's some examples of people who did it, and here's what happened. And I also gave them, I think on day five, an opportunity to download my morning plan, which is, I call it prepare, which is basically the steps that I go through every morning when I wake up to get best prepared for my day. And of course it includes reading, of course it includes praying. Mm-hmm. And of course it includes praising him, giving gratitude for what he's already Amen. Done. So that's where it came from. You know, it's really Amen. Like what happens when we get early in the morning and start with him. And I Amen. Think it will be a blessing to everybody who practices that.
Amen. Amen. And everybody that usually watches this is early in the morning too. Well,
oh, cool.
So it's a great concept for them.
Yes. Yes. So you get it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, me recently, I just started I wake up early already because I work for the school district and stuff like that. But I started to wake up 30 minutes earlier to have more meaningful time with God.
Yeah.
In the last couple of days, this week, I started doing that. So I think it's very beneficial. Your whole day changes.
Oh man.
It's like, it's totally different the way you totally feel different. Your attitude,
like the day slows down a little
everything,
bit.
Everything. Yeah. I think teaching that I learned recently was that the first 15 minutes they said is how your atmosphere, as far as you walk into a house, like you, mm-hmm. your spouse is at home. The first 15 minutes determines how that whole night is gonna be. Mm-hmm. So I believe that applies to morning as well, too. The first 15 minutes or 30 minutes of your day is going to determine how your whole day is going to turn out to be. Yeah. You're going to have a positive attitude. You're going to know that God is in control of your day and your life. I think that determines that in the beginning of your day, and knowing that God is in control. So that's definitely key. So we almost done the last couple of minutes, but it's a question I always give all my guests, is that if you could talk to your 15, 16 year old self, what is one thing or a couple of things you would tell them in the relationship with God and Christ?
Yeah, that is a great question. If I could tell my 15 year old, 16 year old self, what is something that my relationship with God, I would just say to pursue it. Because like I said, around that age, I did not pursue it. I knew enough and thought I made enough of the right choices. Like I wasn't doing some of the, well, at least on the outside, I should say, some of the crazy stuff. I didn't get in trouble for a lot of things like that, but I wasn't pursuing him. So basically, you know, all this time where, you know, it looks good on the outside, and on the inside, it was crumbling until it got to that point where I was like, I can't do it no more, Lord. But I would just pursue him, because even when you're in those seasons of, you know, whatever choices you're making, when you're pursuing him, he starts to work on you. He starts to change you. And those things that you're pursuing that are outside of his will become uncomfortable to you. You won't be able to do it with a clean heart and a good conscience. So he'll start to shape you and mold you, so you make different choices. Had I started doing that at 15, instead of at, you know, in my early 20s, no matter what it looks like, no matter how deep or shallow you can go, just continually pursue God on a regular basis.
What are some closing statements when I talk about, like we talked about all day, or this episode, or anything in general that you wanted to give the viewers to leave with? What is something that you want to share with them?
Yeah, yeah. Just make your relationship with Christ a priority. Mm-hmm. Like I said, pursue him. Start early. You know, I remember a friend told me when I first felt that God impressed upon me, make your early mornings my time and get up earlier than it's comfortable to get up. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine told me, he's like, if that's what he said to you, then you need to do it. You don't want to reap the results if you don't do that. And I could say there was a period of our lives where the negative results were reaped because I wasn't obedient in that. So I'll just say, pursue him. When he tells you something, do everything you can to do it sooner rather than later. We tell our kids, delayed obedience is not obedience. So basically, if we give you an instruction and you do it right now, that's obedience. If we give you an instruction, you go do two or three other things before you do it, you did not obey. So if God gives you an instruction, don't think that because you did it a week, a month, a year later that you're not. He wants you to do it when he gives you the call to do it.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie, for being on the podcast, the Stop by Grace podcast. And I'm so happy to have you. Can you please share your Instagram, your Facebook, and how people can get in contact with you and everything like that?
Yep. You can go to, personally, you can go to JackieBledsoe.com. That's my website. And then you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the major platforms at Jackie Bledsoe Jr. So that's at Jackie Bledsoe, JR is my handle.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Jackie. I will be linking everything in the description for those that are watching his book, his marriage book, and also Bible U-verse plans and everything like that. And you can also catch him on U-verse as well, too, probably in a couple of weeks or so. You never know. So God bless you all. And
stop by grace.
New episodes are available every Wednesday on all streaming platforms. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and leave a comment review, and your review can be read on next week's episode. Video version also available on YouTube. Subscribe for more video content. Share this episode so somebody can be encouraged, and follow us on all social media platforms at Stopped by Grace. God bless you.